Good evening and welcome to Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and today, where I am in the U.S., it is August the 8th, 2019. Welcome to the call. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at drdralexanderlloyd.com. Okay, today we want to answer questions that are in the way of your using Dr. Alex's products effectively. And so if you have questions or comments or stories of your own to share, to encourage others, we'll be glad to entertain those and hope that they will help whoever can hear. We do have an archive. As I said, these calls are archived at DrAlexanderLloyd.com, and there are years worth of them. So if you're so inclined to want to get more information and hear more conversation about these products and processes, and would like to avail yourself of that, just feel free. There's way more information than you can probably have time to take in. Okay. Your questions are very important to us, and we'll direct this call. So when it's time, I will tell you how to let me know what your questions are. Let me read the disclaimer now. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions based on my experience of 16 years of coaching with Dr. Alex. The healing codes are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms, and neither are our other products. If you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes and other processes deal with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that we'll focus our attention. So, again, welcome to the call. It's my pleasure to be here with you. My name is Kay Spooner, and as I said, I have been a healing codes coach for 16 years. The latest general process we have is called Trilogy, and we will go through a Trilogy process all together right now, just the general one that is available for free at DrAlexanderLloyd.com. I'm going to get that website up because I refer to it, and then I can't remember exactly where on it. Under what tab things are. So Core Methods has the Trilogy program under it, along with Memory Engineering and Healing Codes 1 and 2, Relationship Codes, Success Codes, Master Key, and Love Codes. So those are the processes and methods that we have, and Trilogy is the latest general one that is available for free there. So I would encourage you to go there and look at it if you have not. But we will do it together, and I will do it with a little bit of explanation. So in case you haven't done it before, you can go with us. It will take us longer than Alex's 3 minutes, because it takes me longer than that when I do it by myself, and it certainly takes me longer when I'm describing it for you to join with me. So first thing is, Let's pull ourselves away in our hearts, with our hearts and our minds. Let's pull ourselves away from whatever it was we were doing just before we got here, or whatever we think we're going to be doing after we get done here, or whatever we think we might should be doing instead of being here. Let's focus on being together with this group of people who want to use these codes most effectively and want to heal ourselves, allow ourselves to heal by using these tools and allowing healing to come from the inside. So just get that in mind. We're all here together to gain from each other's experience and from each other's energies, just being together. So now I'd like for you to scan from top of your head to your feet and just kind of notice if there's anything tight or painful or stiff or bound in any way, pressure, any kind of discomfort anywhere in your body. We're not necessarily going to approach that directly, but I will, after we get done with this trilogy, I would like for you to scan again to just see if anything's changed. And so you might want to notice as we begin. Okay. So do that. Take a deep breath in and out. You might have to expel air first before you can do that. In and out. Okay. Now let's start with trilogy, and we're going to start with tapping. And I use my middle finger of my right hand to do that. You can choose whatever you want to do. Tap at the inside corner of your eyebrow, near the bridge of your nose. We're tapping 6 or 8 or 10 times, depending upon how long it takes me to change. Outside corner of your eyebrow, near your temple. Under the eye, on the orbital bone, be very gentle there. Under your nose, above your upper lip, under your lower lip, above your chin, on your collarbone, very near your midline. Then on the sore spot, for a lot of people it's down 2 or 3 inches and then out towards your armpit 2 or 3 or 4 inches. Somewhere in that area. Later you can hunt for it if you need to. Center of the chest, call that the thymus area. And I use the flat of my fist to hit that spot so it gets deeper. All right, under the arm, below the nipple. Now on the hand, on the thumb, beside the thumbnail that's nearest your body. Index finger, same general location. Middle finger, same general location. Skip the ring finger. Pinky, go to the outside edge of your pinky, away from your body. And then the karate spot, where we would, if we were going to do a karate chop, we would hit that with that padded part of the hand. Okay, and now 9G. 9G includes tapping on the back of your hand between the pinky and the ring finger, up on the back of your hand. And we do eye exercises while we're doing that. So open, closed, open. With your head still, look down left, down right, circle up and over to down left, circle back up and over to down right, hum, count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, hum. Okay, that part helps to balance the brain function, left and right brain. Okay, now we're going to do the healing cords portion, the second portion. So start with both hands bridge, and we're not touching, we're pointing our fingers at the point right between our eyebrows, just above the bridge of the nose. So, and we ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to our issue tonight, you put an issue in this blank, be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells, both hands Adam's apple. Point your fingers at your Adam's apple. Both hands jaws. Both hands jaws. Both hands temples. Now, healing codes, two positions, left palm at the base of your skull in the back, right palm on your forehead, touching your skin this time. And try to remember to breathe. I'm talking too much to breathe very well. Switch those hands. Left palm on the forehead, right palm at the base of the skull. Now, both hands low belly. So take your left hand, put your thumb at your belly button, and let your hand fall on your lower belly. And then to put your right thumb print on the back of your left thumbnail and let that hand fall comfortably on your lower on your top of your left hand on your lower belly. That's way too much description, but both hands on your lower belly across the midline. Now, keep your hands in that general position and move them as far down as you can on your torso. And we're going to start moving up very slowly and ask that this river of energy be powerful and abundant and filled with the love and light and life of God, that it would flow through these energy centers that are open and balanced. So move right up the midline, and we're touching as we go, not pushing hard, but keeping contact all the way up, and I'm almost to the throat. And then right up over the midline of the head and the crown to the base of the skull in the back. If you have trouble doing that with both hands, try to do it with one hand. And if you have difficulty doing any of that, getting your hands behind your head or whatever, picture it in your mind. Go as far as you can and picture the rest of it in your mind. Okay, let's start at the base again. We're going to do this one three times. So start at the base, and here we go up. And if you notice a place where it feels like, to me, it feels like I'm pushing a bubble sometimes, and I get where that bubble feels uncomfortable. Now, I know I'm not physically pushing a bubble, but energetically I feel like I need to stop at some places. And so you notice where that is for you. I've got one in my throat now. I'm going to go right to it. Okay, and now I'm proceeding up and over the top of the crown of my head and to the base of my skull. Excuse me. Now let's do one more time, and we'll do it relatively quickly, just kind of like we're giving it one more shot of light and life. Smoothly and up and over to the base of the skull. Okay, deep breath in and out. Relax. Do that scan again, kind of notice from the top of your head down to to your feet and notice if anything feels different. I actually am feeling some of my muscles that just felt lethargic a while ago, but now they feel like they've been energized a little bit. Since I didn't notice pain earlier, I don't notice that changing. So whatever it is for you. Okay, thank you for joining me there. Now, in order to open your line, I need you to tell me that you want to ask a question. You do that by pressing star 2 on your keypad. And those of you who are on the web, if you would type into the chat box and let us know that we've got that you have a question, that would be excellent. So, okay, so we have someone with their hand up from Virginia. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Kay. My question is, I just recently got the digital home study course for memory engineering, Dr. Lloyd's new product.
Yes.
And I had a question about it. Would you be able to answer questions on that product as well as Trilogy?
I would like for you to ask. I may or may not be able to answer them as sufficiently as you need, but let's see what we can do. I have done a little bit of it myself and a little bit of coaching with it, so let's see what happens. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. My question is, can I use memory engineering to work on someone else, like for my father's issues?
I don't think so. I don't know. If you want to do it like proxy, like pretending you are him?
Or any way, however method,
I don't think we've talked about doing that for somebody else. I think, as a matter of fact, we've talked about how important that is for people to do it themselves, because it's really very difficult for us to get into their memories and desires.
That's what I thought, because when I looked at the material, I didn't see on any of his video instructions on how to do it for someone else, and I didn't see it in the written information, but I thought all of his products allow you to work on other people as well.
They have up until this one. But even we as coaches have been discouraged from getting too involved in our clients' use of memory engineering. It really is something they pretty much have to do for themselves. So let's talk about how you could help your father otherwise. What other of Dr. Alex's tools do you have?
I just also received the Trilogy, and I haven't looked at that information yet. And I've been doing healing code for him, and he's doing it on himself as well.
Excellent. So I would encourage you to go ahead and add the Trilogy parts, and we'll just talk a little bit about what I think that how I think that adds to your healing coach experience, so that you can be encouraged to do it. But I would go ahead and do that. And if your father can add Trilogy to it, that'd be great. But we can always do healing codes for someone else and Trilogy for someone else. But I think the memory engineering part almost has to be an individual doing their own. Now, if that's not right, I will learn more and say better next time. But I don't remember having heard Dr. Alex. In fact, I'm pretty sure he told us that we really can't help people very much with how they go through that process.
Okay, then. And then my other question is, in the love code, the energy medicine tool?
Yes.
Could that be done for other people? I assume that's something I could do for others.
Yes, it can. And let me just tell you that the Love Code is something that Dr. Alex put together. So if somebody picks that up off of a bookshelf somewhere and has no other understanding of healing codes or healing codes work or any of the other processes, they can use that. But he encouraged us to, for those of us who know healing codes or trilogy or whatever, to use, in this case, trilogy would be the best one, to in place of that energy tool.
Go ahead and use the
heart screen meditation and the
right.
And the statements. I can't remember what they're called right this second. Those
reprogramming statement.
Yes, the reprogramming statements. Use those two pieces, but use in our case, since you have it, trilogy for the energy tool.
Okay.
You can
in regard,
you know, if you're working with somebody else and they don't want to learn all that other stuff, you can use that. I mean, you can teach them to use that, or you can share that with them, the one that's in the Love Code book. But it's just not the most powerful one we have.
Oh, okay. My other question in regard to memory engineering is, here's an example. So let's pretend that I lost, let's say, $10 million in a bad investment. And that's my bad memory that I want to replace with, say, a memory of doubling my money to $20 million. right. So I'm just giving a crazy example. So
yeah, well,
so
it's crazy
that,
because
right,
it's not something you can – okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm just trying to give an example so you can understand my question. And
okay.
So along with that, can I do another one about that memory of losing $10 million to maybe instead of that happening, along with doubling my money to $20 million, can I also do another one where I win the lottery and have $100 million? Can I do two re-engineering of that bad memory?
I guess you can, but I would do them in order. I would do one, and then I would do one fully through, and then I would do the other fully through.
Okay, so you think it's okay to do more than just one better memory and two for the same negative memory? So let's
I do, because there are aspects to the memory that you're going to maybe bring up differently based on what outcomes you want. And I don't like your example, because this is not going to make you, you know, it's not going to make your bank account different, or it's not going to make you have $100 million. We're not going to have that. I mean, that's not
right.
That's not what is going to happen. What we want to do is take the negative power away from that memory. So if we can figure out, for instance, if I were coaching somebody in this kind of situation, I would try to get to what is it that loss meant to you? What did it mean about you?
Okay.
All right. And so that's the harmful, the unhealthy belief, right? There's a lie in there that we've believed about ourselves because of that experience. Then I would, on the positive side of the thing that you want to, you would think you would want to replace it with, what is the real underlying desire there? Is it just to have, it probably isn't to have $100 million in the bank. I mean, how much does that help you, right?
Yeah.
So what you really want is a feeling of security, a feeling of not having been stupid, you know. I mean, you want in not doing it the wrong way or whatever, or being blessed, or being able to help others, or whatever positive things it is that you think that you have connected to that amount of money in your usable to you.
Okay.
Figure out what those emotions are, because that's what you really want. That money sitting there, cold and hard, is not, I mean, all it is, I mean, if you got it in gold or whatever, it would just be
right.
heavy,
okay.
right?
Right. I was just trying to ask the question to point out that I'm trying to see if I can do two different memories. So
I would do them separately.
I understand. So, okay. So what you're saying is follow the guidelines in the Love Code book where he says what does money give you, sense of security, peace.
Right. Right.
So the emotion attached to the money is the real outcome that you want.
Right.
Which is, okay. So, okay, I'll follow that then. That's helpful. Thank you.
Okay. And I know I was answering more than you asked, but that was probably because I suspect there are other people that I hadn't said that other stuff to. So, so thank you for
okay.
being patient with my over-answer. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Because his video example wasn't as clear. Okay. But that's helpful because he did one about acid reflux that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little different than what you're describing. Like if you're working on like a success or career goal. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that helps.
Okay,
thank you, Kay. That's very
good.
Helpful.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to mute you again, but if you have another comment or question, please feel free to raise your hand again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Kay.
Okay. We do have a question submitted online, so I'll go to that. From Laguna Hills, California. I'm a longtime client of Dr. Lloyd. I just found out a very good friend of mine has ALS. What is there to help Chris, this male friend, heal? I know if I have the name right, Dr. Johnson had it and now doesn't. I'm a full access member. Thank you, Carol. Okay, so I'm going to do my best to talk about ALS and any other specific thing, but ALS in particular, since she asked about it. It is Dr. Ben Johnson who had ALS when he was drawn to Dr. Alex back in probably 2002, late 2002. I met Dr. Ben in July of 2003, and he was recovering at that point. He was still somewhat weak on stairs. And his voice was still affected, but he was recovering. Dr. Ben, when he was diagnosed, had six or seven children, and the youngest was 4 years old. And he really desired to raise his family and to be father to them. Until they were grown. So that was his prayer. And he worked with Dr. Alex one-on-one with what we would now call custom coding or custom coaching, and was able over time to fully recover, and was fully recovered for a lot of years. So here we're talking, Dr. Ben has passed away within the last 18 months. I'm not sure exactly when it was, maybe within the last year. But anyway, Dr. Ben has passed. But his children now are, so if she was 4 in 2001, she would be 23 now, or 22. So his youngest then would be 22 instead of 4 years old. He got his children raised up as was his desire, and he was strong and able and did a lot of physical activity as well as his work with cancer patients and other people. So he's been a very active man. So we're so thankful for that. But he did one-on-one coaching with Alex. That was his method. He did not use any of the processes we have now because none of them were actually in the state that they are now. So anyway, so that's what he did. He would do from 30 minutes to multiple hours a day of coding, depending upon various circumstances. So since Dr. Ben's experience, we have had a lot of people with ALS approach us, because he was part of the, you know, he was a co-author on the book and his story is there and all that. And I cannot say that we have had, I do not personally know of another case like his, where he was fully restored, where a person was fully restored and active and everything for years and years after. And Dr. Ben did not die of his ALS symptoms. He never had ALS symptoms again. So that was not his final disease. I'm not sure what was. It was very sudden, so we don't know. Or I don't know. Somebody does. We have had other clients, though, who have come to us, and we've been able to see general patterns. And one of them is anger. And when I knew Dr. Ben, there was no way I would have thought that there was anger behind his in his heart, or you know, in his experience. He was a very soft-spoken person and gentle and loving, and I just wouldn't have thought that. But also another characteristic often is that the people are overachievers. They really have gone beyond most other people in their field or in their family or in their chosen life, way of life, and for some reason or another feel like it's almost all on them. They have to achieve. Like there's pressure from somewhere to do that. So those two things are things we've noticed. Now, that may or may not always be true. I don't want to say it's always true. But we have noticed those things. So what the experiences we've had is we've had clients who have arrested the progress of their ALS where it is, and have not progressed even at the rate that somebody else would expect, or they would expect, or that they had been progressing before they began to use the codes or these processes. We have had some people go back, regress. I don't want to say regress, but go back to a more healthy level, a more active and healed place on the spectrum, so that you know maybe they didn't get all their function back or whatever, but they noticed an improvement. So we've had that happen, and we've had other people who did the codes faithfully and progressed right through the disease as it was expected by medical professionals. So we've had all those things happen. One of the what I want to say specifically and encourage here is that we are not healing disease. As I said in the disclaimer, we are working on issues of the heart. And so in any case of how the disease presents or progresses, what our win will be that person has peace and love and joy in their heart and are ready and able to meet whatever the challenges are that come with this. I personally am a believer in the scripture, the Bible scriptures, and I see there that there are various reasons for disease. Sometimes they are punishments. Sometimes they are the mechanism for bringing us to end of life, which we all have to get to at some time. Sometimes they are experiences we need to have to teach us life lessons in order for us to be our better selves. So, and sometimes they're there for us to experience so that when somebody else is challenged, we can help them. So I would like to say that I believe that even though we would like to be healed and we would like our friends to be healed and we believe a loving God would like everybody to be well, that doesn't always accomplish his purpose in our lives. So we need to be open to whatever it is that needs to be accomplished here. And I'd say that about any challenge in our lives. When we have illness and disease or loss or unfulfillment of our dreams or desires, the first question is, what is it that I need to learn from this? What is it that I need to have changed in my life, either in order for this to be available to me or work, or in order for me to be the person that I'm meant to be? So those are important considerations. So anyway, I want to just make sure that I've hit the things that this person did. Okay, is there help? Yeah, there's help for the heart, for our heart issues, and the heart does have an overriding, we believe, influence on our outer life. So yes, there is help. I don't necessarily mean that everybody will be healed of everything, because I know that that's not true. We have an amazing amount of stories about people's experience, positive experience with the codes, and how they've changed. And one of them is an old story that was around before 2003, I think, or maybe 2004, of a lady who had like 8 or 9 diagnoses, different things that the doctors had told her was wrong with her. And she began to use the codes, and for 6 weeks she didn't notice any difference physically. But her heart, her spiritual life, her joy and peace and love, her patience and kindness, and those things were so increased and so much better that she actually said that even if the physical stuff didn't change, it was okay, because she had gained so much from this work and from being focused on these positive things, that even if the physical didn't change, it was all right. She would be able to live with it happily. It did begin to change, and she recovered from those things and was healthy and strong. But she actually said at that point, I would have been fine if it hadn't. You know, it would, because I was so much better inside. So that's what we're looking at, is the inside. And we believe if we can get the inside in alignment with the positive truth of God, which those things, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, self-control, after forgiveness and sorting out the harmful actions and unhealthy beliefs, we believe that releases the power of our bodies to heal ourselves, that it removes the need for all that energy in us to be being diverted into those things. It allows it instead to be used for our healing, and we believe that's what happens. So that's, I hope that's a good enough answer and certainly is longer than probably you need, wanted me to talk, but I hope that's helpful. Okay, anybody else have a comment or question or something you'd like to add here? Please press star 2 on your keypad and let us know that what we can talk about that'll be helpful to you. Yes, Patricia, good evening.
Good evening, Kay. That last sentence you just said about the energy being diverted, that caught my ear a lot because it seemed like a good explanation of how the healing codes work. I've never quite understood what's going on when I do them, and as you know, I find them very powerful. So is it that when we have issues, like let's say, for instance, an anger issue, that anger takes energy from us and it makes it go other places instead of when we code, we're taking back that energy into the right places within us? Is that how it works?
Well, yeah, that's one way of saying it. The anger causes stress. So stress is the thing that depletes our energy from our system.
Yeah.
Any kind of stress.
So this
if we reduce the stress, and that's what that test that Dr. Alex, boy, is my brain fried. It's not fried,
okay.
It's just dead. Sorry. The test that Dr. Alex used when he was first testing for healing codes to make sure he had something that did something physiologically.
Is that the heart rate variable?
Yes, the heart rate variability test. Thank you very much. When he did that, all he was doing was testing. That test is an old stress test.
Mm-hmm.
So it measures, it shows the stress between the autonomic and the stress in the autonomic nervous system. So,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, when we reduce that stress, then the energy that's been taken up to hold us in balance or hold us in, you know, and get us to function, that
mm-hmm.
energy is then available to our immune system, which is the biggest user of energy we have in our bodies. Our immune system needs a lot of energy to take care of all the things that are going on in our bodies and all the stuff it has to fight against environmentally or emotionally or whatever. So if we can reduce the stress, then that allows more of that energy to be available to our immune system to really work to heal us like it
mm-hmm.
was intended to do.
Yeah. And I suppose the energy does move in specific patterns in a body.
Yes, I'm sure it does. All God's energy does move in specific patterns.
Yeah.
Watch,
well,
you know, winds and storms and tides. And,
yeah.
You know.
Thanks. Yeah, that's good. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
The last time we spoke, I was saying I might be contacting you to ask you how to help me do that prayer with the healing codes. Well, since that time, I'm doing it myself because I had more time, so I'm just doing the listing all the issues that he lists for any given code, and then I don't stick them in the same sentence. I just say, dear God, this is a prayer in the love category, and I'm asking for healing of. Then I list all the things on that page.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the prayer I also say, you know, if I want to include others.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do the codes. And I'm also using the truth focus statements, which I for years didn't even bother with. I was just so rushed. I never had any time. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I just kind of did it whatever way, kind of a slapdash way. And even so, I got a lot of healing power from it. And now I'm taking even more time with it. And It's been a real blessing, as I think I've mentioned many times on this program. But I do have one question. I've been working on the love category, and I've had a lot of insights into these different codes and on different things about them. And, you know, when you're rushing through it, you don't see all the things that it's supposed to be addressing. I finally realized that this also addresses the issue of selfishness, and I didn't even know what to call certain things that now I see are selfishness.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm real. Yeah, so I'm working on it with that. But today I did my session with the code number 4, which is the code for love. And I realized at the very end, after I had done it for a substantial period of time, I realized I had done it incorrectly. But it's funny because I was still feeling the power, the energy coming through my body, and I was thinking, well, this has to be good for something, but am I addressing a different issue or what? What does it mean if you've done? Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it, number one, because there's no harmful
effect.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it may be that your knowing overrode and gave you something better for you.
Oh, interesting.
That's a possibility.
Because what I was doing was a sort of a variation on the positions given in that code. So it wasn't like not another specific code, but
right.
I guess so. When you get a custom code, they aren't in the specific positions either. So I guess it was my own mini custom code in a way.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's what I would think.
Yeah.
Well, but the most important thing is don't beat yourself up about it. Just say
no.
Thank
of
you
course
for
not.
That did,
I knew I was getting
and I'm
energy.
Go forward.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I knew I was getting energy. I just wondered if it was addressing a different issue. So maybe I should continue with the love tomorrow. I'm realizing now how important that is. As I think I've mentioned to you before, I've had issues with being exhausted a lot. And now I see this is the endocrine system, and they do mention fatigue. So I'm staying with this a few days. You know,
excellent.
One thing I had to do, thank you. I had to give up the caffeine. Because I was going on a trip to California to a cousin's wedding last week. And when I even had a little bit of, like an iced coffee or a piece of chocolate, like in the preceding weeks, it would completely knock me out the next day. I was good for nothing. I was lying down in bed. Was getting more extreme. It was getting more and more extreme with what I could mess around with. And I had to be... You know, I had to be functional for this wedding. So my sister and I went, and so I was serious about it. So I seriously gave it up for that affair, and I intend to stay off of it because I can't mess around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're given information about how what's good for us, and so then having the discipline to do it, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also my coding was better, too, because I was able to focus on the issues and concentrate a little more and get insights, which you really can't do terribly well on caffeine.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
Well, good.
All right.
Thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome.
Oh, I remembered that I did want to say something about how I look at the trilogy process as it adds to doing the healing codes like we've done them for a long time. And I mentioned this to Alex one time, and he thought it was really good, so I was encouraged. I'd been using it with my clients because I had clients that had been doing healing codes for a long time, and they couldn't see any reason to add something before it and something after it. They just, you know, they weren't inclined to do that. So I told them that it kind of to me, I had the picture of agriculturally or in your garden, how you get something to grow, how you get something healthy and strong, and that is first you have to prepare the soil. And so if you're starting with soil that hasn't been tilled or hasn't been used to produce a crop, you have to break the soil up and you have to get it so that it can move around. So I picture that as that first portion of our of the trilogy where we're doing the tapping, I kind of picture that as breaking up the soil, getting it so the energy can move, getting it so things are free to be manipulated. And then the healing codes portion, that second minute, I picture that as pulling out the old weeds and putting in the new. So if we were going to plant cabbages or whatever, we would pull out the old grasses and the weeds, and after we'd broken the soil up, then we'd pull out the stuff we don't want there, and we would put in the new plant or seed. And then that third portion I consider being the watering in. So running that river of living water over that tilled and planted soil can really settles everything in. So that's how I pictured it, and that's what I talked to my clients about. And then they were more inclined to add the first and the third portions rather than thinking they were useless. So Dr. Alex thought that was a good idea, and said he was they were going to put it in the coach's training. So I guess it was good enough. So anyway, that's how I picture it when I'm doing it for myself. That's how I picture what's happening. Hope that might be helpful to somebody. Okay, any more comments or questions? Let me just check online to make sure we're clear there. Okay. All right. In that case, let's do a trilogy again. Let's just start at the top and go through it. And I'm not going to do as much description this time. So we'll begin with the tapping. And you just think of something that you'd like to be changed, that you'd like for your emotions to be changed about, or your view of it to be changed, or the actual circumstance to be changed. And let's just begin with tapping the inner eyebrow, and then the outer eyebrow temple, and under the eye very gently, upper lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, and back up and over to down right, hum, mm-hmm, 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 and count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and hum, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, healing codes, we ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue, both hands bridge, be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, Adam's apple. Be sure you're breathing with your diaphragm. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left palm to the base of the skull, right palm to the forehead. Switch. Left palm to the forehead, right palm to the base of the skull. both hands low belly. Now move to the base of the torso, and we're going to move up the midline. And we ask that this river of energy be powerful and abundant and filled with the love and light and life of God, that it will flow freely through balanced and open energy centers. And sometimes I even say, in order to be distributed to my heart and soul and cells. And over the top of the head, base of the skull. Again, at the base, start up. We're keeping contact with the body. Up and over the base of the skull. I'm noticing that I'm not pushing that bubble this time as I do it, so that's showing some improvement over the last time I did it. Okay, base of the skull, base of the torso one more time, and we're just going to smooth right on up. Okay, to the base of the skull. Deep breath in and out. Relax. Okay, any other comments or questions? All right, I'm going to open the lines and you all say goodnight and we'll let it go. Good night, everyone.
Night, Kay. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Thank you. It was lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.